This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, hi, I'm Brenton Weber. First of all, Henrik, thanks so much for having me on your podcast. I'm a customer experience consultant from New Zealand. I started my own company called Halftime Orange in May of 2018. And my full name is Brenton Weber. So yeah, find me on LinkedIn.
Brenton, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, as a customer experience consultant, the adoption of a product or service by a customer or a client or a user is of paramount importance because nobody becomes an advocate. Nobody becomes a word of mouth marketing engine for you or your products internally or externally without fully adopting the product or person or service or entity into our lives. So for me, it's an incredibly vital part of the universal customer journey that we're all on at all times with all people and all companies.
Brenton, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Some of the challenges that I've seen have been around the adoption of software in organizations. We worked Halftime Orange consulted with a software company last year that were onboarding their software throughout an organization, from the CEO down to the people working on the tills in the retail stores, were being given exactly the same level of training and exactly the same homogenized introduction to the product. One of the challenges that we identified was that no one was starting the process engaged. They'd forgot about the fact that the teams that they were introducing the software to were being introduced to this software for the very first time. They weren't invested in the problems yet that this product was going to fix. When we changed the way that they were onboarding, when we started to bring in some education so that we could allow people to assess, allow people to admit that there were issues that this product may be able to fix, affirming how this product and service could fix those problems or deliver this solution, and then activating and starting the training. By taking them on that emotional journey and tying it with their own future needs, they got a lot more adoption. They also got more adoption in other parts of the organization, because when people internally started to talk positively about the software, new people didn't need to be taken on that first journey. Their trusted co-workers, the teams in other departments, they were saying this product is working, or in other stores, we are finding value. And then all of a sudden the journey to adoption became a lot less.
Brenton, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I think understanding the journey that each individual is on is a really valuable tool. It provides a really useful framework to understand where some of the blockages in achieving adoption might be. We use an eight-stage customer journey map. The first four stages are all about acquisition or acquiring or moving to the point where you want to activate a new relationship with a product, person, service, or entity. And there's four stages in the retention play. Now, adoption is a very key part of that, and it comes before advocacy, but we'll get to that in a minute. So yeah, I'd like anybody who is currently working on improving user adoption just to take a moment to understand these eight stages and how they apply to their product, service, entity, organization, whatever it might be. So as humans, we always start off every single relationship assessing. And we're assessing whether or not an outcome can be reached, because we're all intrinsically quite selfish beings. Unconsciously, we are trying to deliver our own outcomes. The good news is we're incredibly collaborative. And so we're looking for relationships and entities. You know, it's one of the things that that really does differentiate ourselves from the more advanced primate cousins is the fact that we can collaborate so, so well. So we're looking for collaboration for our outcomes. So if we can start off understanding that and developing that investment, we can reach adoption a lot sooner. So the second stage after assessment, we're looking around, we're looking for products, we're looking for services, we're looking for relationships. We find something that sounds like it could, that appears as if it could deliver on these outcomes, and we're then prepared to admit what our problem is, or admit these people into our lives a little bit. We've got the opportunity then to affirm how those outcomes are going to be delivered by our new relationship, by this new product. If the promise is strong enough, then they'll activate. And especially if there's no money, like we've got to remember that a lot of user adoption, we should be able to get to this place quite easily, because it's the exchange of money that usually stops us or slows down that activation part. But if we can move quickly to that activation part, we can start the training. We can start really delivering on the value that we've now agreed we are both allowing ourselves to deliver to our customer. There's going to be an acclimatization period, and that's actually when all your dopamine levels drop down. And that's when you start questioning, is this really going to be the solution for me? Does my team really like this? We know that there's this 3-day, let's call it a dopamine come down, that we all go through after a big activation decision. We can check in with our customers and help them through that to the achieve stage. Now, achievement, if it's really a great achievement, we'll adopt it in. But usually we have to achieve numerous times to build up the energy to move into the 7th stage, or the 3rd stage of the acquisition, 3rd stage of the retention play, which is the adopt. And that's what we're all trying to do with user adoption. At that point, we've got to remember that there's an 8th stage that we can just let happen almost on its own. We can put in levers and initiatives to speed it up, but that's where the gold is, and that's where the advocacy happens. So here's a really good tip for those trying to get user adoption embedded into their organization. Find out who's in charge of loyalty in your corporation, inside your organization. Make friends with those people, because the outcomes that you're trying to achieve, you're going to, the more user adoption you provide, the more fertile, loyal, potential loyal customers there will be for whoever's looking after loyalty to work with.
Brenton, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, you can certainly reach out to me at any point. Tongue in cheek, I have a low bar of entry, but what I mean by that is anybody that wants to talk about how to engage with their customers, whether that's through user adoption, or whether even if their user adoption is really great, but their acquisition process, anywhere along that customer journey, because I think we all play in the same space. We shouldn't be as siloed as so many of us are, super valuing our own specialty. We should see how we can bring our specialties together to deliver some really, truly great customer experience that's going to sustain and ensure a future in what's been a rather uncertain world for the last year or two. So, yeah, Brenton Weber on LinkedIn, and please do say hello.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.